Street Chess Motherfucking Podcast.
Make some noise!
He's a legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, hey, Segre, this your boy N.O.R.E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, is DJ EFN.
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players.
You know what I mean?
In the most professional, unprofessional podcast and your number one source for drunk facts.
It's Drink Chess Motherfucking Podcast,
where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go!
It's time for Drink Champs. Drink up, motherfucker.
Drink Champs Army, what up? It's your boy DJ EFN. On behalf of myself and Nori and the whole Drink Champs team, I want to thank you for your continued support. Whether you listen to us on your favorite audio platforms, watch us on YouTube, or watch us on Revolt TV, or do all of the above, we can't thank you enough. This week we celebrate our 2-year anniversary doing Drink Champs. In our short time, we have reached a lot of milestones as well as brought podcasting to a whole new audience. We've also had the opportunity to speak to artists we consider to be serious legends and pioneers of our culture. Coming soon, we have shows from the likes of Kid & Play, Praz of the Fugees, basketball legend Matt Barnes, and a lot more. To celebrate our 2-year anniversary, we decided to bring back some moments from our very first shows. So let's just get right into it. Haz, let's go.
Damn,
he was the first friend.
That was Jose Luis. Gotcha.
Yeah.
I was so gassed because the first shit he said was Jose Luis. Gotcha. Holding guns.
That's all Latinos felt that way. All of us.
Let's keep it real. When Joe met me, though, he was like, "I'm not sure if he's Puerto Rican."
No, but when you said it,
you gotta tell him a story.
I caught him. He was at the Puerto Rican parade, and I seen him. This is the first time, and I helped him up. It was like thousands of niggas around me. And
I helped him up. Yeah.
I don't smoke weed. My memory's phenomenal. So I helped the nigga up, and I was like, "Yo, what's up, nigga? Yo, we fuck with you, nigga. We was hype, right?" And then, but what he want me to get at is, he always said he's Spanish, but he be with black niggas, and he looked black. So we never totally believed him. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
one day I'm in Chicago, and a nigga called me up. He's like, "Yo, you got a show at House of Blues?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Yo, my family want to come to the show." So I'm like, "All right, no question. Nori, look, I'm staying at the hotel." Right. I'm in the hotel. Tell them niggas, meet me in the lobby. I meet them. Nigga come over with the guayabera and sombrero. And the nigga's like, "Hey, Joe, my friend, I am Nori's brother." I'm like, "What?" This nigga like, "Bobby, ya tu sabes. Yo soy el boricua, ya tu sabes." I was like, "What the fuck? This nigga really Puerto Rican?" I might have called 100 niggas. "Yo, this nigga, he wasn't front." I'm looking at the Puerto Rican niggas right now. He's really Puerto Rican. My God. The real Puerto Ricans came in Chicago, my
right,
nigga.
Right, nah. That was
crazy.
That was very funny, man. That was very funny.
That was crazy, my nigga.
Yeah, so let me ask you something, right? Mm-hmm. Out of all the thing about you is, what people don't understand about you is you're actually a lyricist. Like, you make party records, but even in your party record, like I told this, I said, Joe is one of my top friends of all time, but when it comes time to do a feature for me, he's like in the worst list. But not because he's not gonna do it. It's he takes his time with something. Like, you actually do. Like, I know you never diss me. Like, you're my brother. Like, you know what I'm saying? I ate in your crib on Thanksgiving. You ate in my crib all the time with our families.
Yeah,
you're my brother, so it's not. But you're like do you think you're a perfectionist?
Definitely a perfectionist with everything.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, the way shit move nowadays, niggas get mad at how I am because I like to roll it out right.
Yeah, nah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's key to a lot of shit. Right. Maybe I'm wrong. Man. Maybe I'm right. Maybe I ain't the smartest nigga, but I want to make sure shit gets his buck for his money with everything we do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, with these young kids I'm fucking with right now, they're the first niggas I fuck with in years. They got fire. And I'm still like, "Yo, we need more, we need more, we need more." Because you can't make a first impression twice. And then rap-wise, I ain't going to lie to you. No matter who I rap with, I try to take their head off. Right. It's just a fact. I got to go in and, you know, you invite me. And it's very scared because Fat Joe, because people probably don't think he's the best rapper in the world. But hold on, I'm just saying, people probably don't think I'm the best rapper in the world, but I'm like the Mexican nigga you don't want to fight in the boxing ring.
Because he's not
going
to stop.
Because he's not going down. He's a hell of a fight. Like, right. He's one of them niggas that, you know, you scared to fight. You scared to fight him because you know he going to go. You're going to have to kill this nigga in the ring. Know what I'm saying? So that's how it is with raps. Because when you invite me to it, you know, and the worst nigga was Pun. You know what I'm saying? What Pun was going for niggas' heads, man.
So, since Pun died, who was like a person that you did a record with and you was like, man, let me be on my best game?
Everybody. Everybody. Yeah. I tell my son that every day.
But it's not like just one person you was a little scared of?
Everybody. Every time I go in the booth. All right, let me tell you a secret I'll tell you in front of the whole world that I never told nobody.
That's right, because the whole world listening. Make some every noise night, for the whole fucking world listening. God damn it. I like how you do that out there, Joe Crack. Thank you very much.
The whole world is listening. Every night, my whole career, every night I got in the studio, to this night, you know, I never know if I'm going to die when I leave the studio. So when I do my work in the studio, I go the hardest I could go in history when I work on my music, because if I die, I know that's the only thing that's going to remind people for years and years, 20, 30 years later, that I put it down. Now, if you want to say Fat Joe, if you want me to tell you how I really feel, I feel like I'm one of the most underrated rappers of all time. And that's why I'm been in the game this long and I still make music.
Right.
And every time I'm like a little kid waiting for his father on Christmas. I'm waiting for niggas to finally give it up. And they act like it's luck that you've been in the game for 20 years. They act like it's luck that you put out 10, 15 top number five records in the world. Sold millions. They act like this shit, like, yo, he's just a lucky nigga. All
right.
You understand what I'm saying? But it takes, you know, dedication to that. So, like, with this album with Remy, I'm spitting my ass off.
Going hard.
And I'm like, all right, maybe this time
you get your
they'll
due.
Finally listen you and be like, due. You know, because right now it's a little different for me. I'm a little older. You know what I'm saying? I'm a veteran. The young niggas don't look at me as a threat no more. I'm not saying physically. Right. They just don't look at me as like I'm their competition.
Right.
So now they're able to say, yo, my nigga, we love your shit.
Right.
You know, you a vet. Yo, we fuck with you, nigga. You a legend.
Right.
Before it was more like they were scared to tell me that because they felt like we were still competing.
Right.
The thing they don't know is that we really still competing.
Make some noise for that guy. God damn it. I love that attitude. Love that. Oh, my God.
We competing. So on this album right here, I'm spitting my ass off so that maybe, just maybe, niggas can look and listen to this album and be like, ooh, this nigga crazy.
Let me ask you one more. What's the one record that a producer played for you or brung you and you didn't fuck with?
Oh, you're crazy.
And
the record that this, you just said Rihanna, you fucked up.
I fucked up.
My thing, well, you know, I put it out there that I could have signed Eminem 6 times.
No, I've never heard this story.
Wow.
No, that's a fact.
No, I've never heard this story. No, you gotta give it to us.
It's out there.
For real?
I swear to God.
At what point?
I was with New York? Eminem. We was having dinner one day. He was like, yo, Joe Crack, you know I gave you my demo 6 times. I said, what? This is after he's the... Hi, I'm
But you
Shady.
Didn't remember.
This after he did the remix remember. For you?
Right,
this
right.
after the lean back?
Way before. Oh, before. So the nigga turned around. He was like, I gave it to you and How Can I Be Down? I gave it to you, Jack the Rapper. I gave it to you in Atlanta. I gave it to you in Jersey when I was with the Outsiders. He knew every time he gave me his demo. And I was like, Jesus Christ, I could have had Eminem. But the record, I sat in the house with Salam Remy. And he made Fuji La for me.
Oh, shit.
The Fuji La.
Ooh, la, la. Yeah. And then I sat there.
I'm trying to picture you. All right,
my nigga, I sat there.
I can't even
No, he made it for me in his living room, and I was there with him for hours.
Oh.
And then he was like, yo, Joe. Like a week later, he was like, yo, Joe, you want this record? And I was like, nah, I'm good.
Right.
He was like, you want this record? I was like, nah, I'm good. And then... it was Fuji La.
You know what my record was?
And I got another one bigger than that.
Let me just tell you, because I have the same exact story. Trackmasters was in the studio with me, and they made Nori, Nori, that fucking Nori. Let's just y'all in, y'all wanna fuck with y'all. Nori, Nori, that fucking Nori. And I was like, yo, niggas in the hood gonna laugh at
that's
me.
That's our nigga.
Niggas gave me the whole. I told them I didn't want it, but you I was probably, still mad.
You probably wanted to vomit.
Yo, I was.
I'm gonna tell you my story.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, hit me.
See, Scott Storch and me, our chemistry. Ooh. Was like, if I knew what I knew now, then I probably would have been the richest nigga in the world because I worked with Scott Storch 5 times. All 5 songs went number one in America.
Wow.
It's just the bottom line. Every time I sat down with the nigga, we made a number one. Right. If I knew that now, I would have had 50 songs with Scott Storch at that time. I would have OD'd. I wouldn't have never left them. I would have been on a nigga, breathing on a nigga like, yo, Scott, let's do another one. Yo, Scott, let's do another, right? So I come and I make, what is it? Candy Shop. I made that beat. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And then, dun, dun, and he was going out with he was going out with Lil Kim. So the way I make beats with Scott's is he could play whatever. So I would tell him boom, boom, bam, and bam, boom, boom, bam, and bam, boom. That's how I made Lean Back. Boom, boom, boom. He just did whatever I said. Like I could damn near beatbox it and he played. So we made Candy Shop. The crazy shit is, I don't want my wife to kill me, but we had Lil Kim up in there moving, bam, 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 bam. Like we was doing the beat to this bitch. So she was doing our little bam, 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 bam. I'm like, yo, it gotta be more Arabic, nigga. We gotta do the yo, my nigga, we got Lil Kim up in there doing the Arabic dance and shit. So then, the nigga, now I'm going to keep it a buck with y'all. Nobody, I don't even know if I can keep it too much a buck. But what I can say is, we did it. Right, that was right after Lean Back. It would have been a humongous hit. And some of my niggas in my crew convinced me not to do it. They was like,
that's what happened with me.
No. Sound like Lean Back, my nigga. You keep going with Scott Storch. I should have been like, yeah, nigga, every time I fuck with him, it's number one.
Golden Child.
Nah, son. Do this one, and I pick the other shit. I know you've been searching for someone instead of that shit. So Scott might have called me. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to keep it a buck. Scott called me maybe 50 times in a row. I had no beef with 50 Cent.
Right.
So at that time, I had no beef with him at the time.
You know, that was my next question.
So yeah, the
that
nigga was my next called question. Me, let's just say 40 times. You sure you don't want that beat? Everybody says a hit, Joe. 50 Cent is in here right now. He wants to pay me whatever on earth for this shit. Uh-huh. Are you sure, Joe? I won't give him the beat, Joe. This is your beat. Like, he would not stop calling. Like, are you sure, Joe? You don't want this shit? I'm like, nah, I don't want it. Yo, Joe, like, it was just OD, and I was like, nah, I'm good. That shit was, like, number one in the universe.
After
it was already, you know, so, that was
He told you prior to him selling it. He told you before.
Oh, yeah, he didn't give up the song.
Okay.
I told him I didn't want it.
Yeah, you hit him 50 times.
Jigga, jigga. You know what I'm saying?
And my artist, I wish I would have signed, would have to be hands down for a while. Like, I can't tell you that Pharrell told me to sign him, but he said, could you shop my beats? This is 100% a real story. I went to bring him to see Nas, because at the time, me and Nas was mad cool. Like, Nas, he didn't know how to roll. Like, so he would
buy,
he didn't know how to roll the blunt. I don't neither. I roll the worst blunts in the world, but we gonna smoke. Don't judge me. You know what I'm saying? So
shit could be curved and
Be fucked up. Yeah, I roll pregnant blunts. The shit, you know, uncircumcised shit. You know what I mean? But so he asked me to shop it, so I bring her to Nas. And he made Ooh Baby You Want Me? Ooh Baby You Want Me? I wanted that be so bad. He said,
after you heard it.
He said, yo, I made it for Nas. I said, damn, I'm not a hater. He's my brother. I brung it to Nas. He actually played it. Nas loved it in the studio. As soon as he left, Nas said, "Yo, why your man's shirt so tight?" Small word, niggas ain't see my business. Yo, I was discouraged because I was like, yo, I knew that. Like, this wasn't. Like, we made Super Dog dope, nigga. We got the number one
record. Yeah, he different.
In the country. Like,
his nigga's doing way worse, different shit.
But he was the first one, though. So, yeah, so, and that would be my, because again, Pharrell, Chad, Rob Walker, they never said sign me, but they said shop my beats. So to me,
which is the same. Shop's like management.
You know, me and you, we fall from the same tree. Right. Where we helped a lot of people get recognition, mm-hmm. get in the game, and all we wanted.
Spiff TV slept on my couch to meet Rick Ross. We was college,
but he also washed.
Yeah,
clothes.
We was happy.
He also washed clothes. Yeah, that's true. Clothes. Yeah, a little bit.
He was what
in I, New I, York like, City? Stop. He washed my drawers.
I mean,
I was from Rikers Island at the time. Right, let me stop. That's my brother.
But it's true.
Come on.
He had laundry duty.
Nah, let's not do that.
Come on, that's my brother.
Let's not do that. He's a good guy. Let's leave him.
No. It shows you the progression of.
No,
Chris Lighty, how great! Chris Lighty, you gotta listen.
It's true.
What are you talking about?
It's true. It's not disrespecting. It is true.
Yo,
what are you talking about? He mopped my floors too,
Surgeon General Fat Joe's not co-signing this disrespect.
It's not foul.
He also brought me a strip pole.
It's not foul.
He's my brother. He knows this. He knows
why can't it be if it's true?
Yo, stop.
He'll say
if it's true. Why can't it?
You got it all. Guys, you got it off.
He'll say
stop.
This to you.
You said it. Stop. Y'all niggas are crazy. Yo, you gonna yo.
Spiff already don't like me anyways.
Oh, no, come on.
No, I don't think, but I'm just saying.
Spiff is a piece of shit, but he's my brother, you know. He's my brother.
We got a lot of piece of shit brothers.
You got a lot of people. That,
I got a lot of piece
it's
of shit.
It's that cousin brother. You're not kind. It's like whatever, but it's still family.
Yeah, you gotta find the good in people, the negative.
That's what my father used to say. When you see people, see the good in them first, and then you see the bad.
Yeah, you know, I got an uncle, he lies a lot. Like, he's a pathological liar. Like,
not too drunk before the session. You was at this video when Puff...
When I got mad.
Yeah, you got mad. You wanted to beat up Puff Daddy, and now you're on
revolt.
You're on revolt. Let's make some money for that. Puff know how to win you over. You can't
front
on that.
That's what I
see. No, hold on. Let me just tell you.
I seen who get the shit smacked out of him.
Stop, bro.
This
stop.
Was ill.
Oh,
yo, Macho smacked the shit out of this
yo,
nigga.
Yo, bro, stop.
Stop.
You fat Joe me right now.
It's stories. We can't tell stories.
Yeah,
I thought we was telling stories.
Moments.
Hook is a great
moments.
Guy.
Hey, listen, shout out.
It's old. It don't hurt no more.
Shout out to Hook.
Hook is a great guy. It's my brother.
Hook is a good guy. We got the shit
show. Yo.
Word of God.
I love it. It's only right.
Word of God.
It don't sound right from this.
And the nigga was on the go-kart a half hour later like nothing happened, nigga. I was like, yo, this is crazy. I ain't never seen no shit like this, nigga. Like, yo, they slapped him off the trailer.
Stop,
like,
bro,
it was crazy.
Stop.
But yo, but what you
see,
saying?
So that,
but,
like,
the, you
know.
Brought up the video
I'm
day.
Appalled.
You brought up
the
video day.
Video, man. Like, you let me finish.
I like Who Kid.
That's a good thing, man.
But he got the shit slapped out.
God damn it, stop it. All right. I forgot what the point I was bringing up for the video. All right, I got it. Rule was so big at this time.
Big shout out to Macho.
Still going?
He's going in.
That's what we
want.
This is classic.
On
that end, we
want to do
the same thing.
This is
classic.
Nah, I ain't got that against Hook. I like Hook.
He's a great guy. All right, but this is how big Rule was, right? It was like, yo, you can't let Nori and Ja Rule drink, right? I rent Lamborghinis, Porsches.
Yeah, I was a good
y'all niggas is out there.
Nigga said,
look, because y'all driving, you can't drink. I'm like, all right, cool, no doubt. All right, this is my video, by the way. I went in Rule Trello. This nigga had every bottle of Hennessy in the fucking world. Remy Martin. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is going on? Smile. I know the budget is on me now. I done filmed with Hype Williams. Hype Williams done caught me. I'll tell you this story, but I'm like, this is how big Rule was. Def Jam wouldn't tell that nigga no for nothing. He'd be like, yo, I need a... need to have coffee with Obama tomorrow.
Hey, yo, let me tell you shit.
Well, I'm gonna tell you some niggas ill is gonna shit. Do it for this nigga Rule.
I'm gonna tell you some ill shit we used to tell these niggas. Mm. I said to you, yo, listen. Mm. I like to get high.
Yes, you did.
So, I need like 50 to 100,000 in drug budget.
I gotta
they used to give it to me. They used to give me drug budget for my videos. Yo, we used to have.
I had Lennox Lewis. Let me hold on. Time out. I gotta tell this nigga, right? I had Lennox Lewis. Listen, he's the heavyweight champion of the world, right?
Lennox.
I got Lennox Lewis come to the joint.
That's my nigga.
He'll come through. The Murder Inc. niggas surround Lennox Lewis and say, Tyson gonna fuck you up. Yo, my nigga. Lennox Lewis come to the video shoot. He's cool. It's shit. Yeah. No, great to meet you. I'm like, yo, I'm a big fan.
I love Lennox. You know,
I left this nigga with the Murder Inc. niggas for like 15 seconds. Lennox Lewis, like, I gotta leave. I'm like, what did my niggas do? Like, my niggas, we came Lennox, together, dude. We plot. What do you mean?
Hello,
you
man.
Remember y'all ran him off my video set?
No, you didn't run him off. No.
Lennox is my guy. It real right now.
No, Lennox is my guy. But you know, Lennox, when he first got to the video shoot, Lennox said, "He said, you think I didn't see you, Ja? He's in the audience cheering for Rockman. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I didn't know it got
that's
like
how
that.
It started.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? So I said, yeah, nigga, I thought he was gonna knock you out. So what? Now he's just the son.
Nigga. Yo, this is a foul conversation, man. Yo, Lennox has never answered my call since then. All right, get it.
Yo, Lennox my dude, man. I fuck with Lennox.
He's not mine no more. He's my like, dude. You let these New York guys gang up on me? Like, I'm over there. I don't know what I'm doing.
So after that, he said, yeah, but you see what I did to him, right?
I'm like, talking about Rockman.
Right. He knocked Rockman the fuck out. I was right there ringside. So now, Rockman, let me tell you the ill story about Rockman.
I had something personal with you.
Jay had some ill crib out in Miami and shit. So we over there at the crib and shit. Mm. Me, Jay, Style, all of us.
Why did
we
you threaten Lennox Lewis?
Peep it. I didn't threaten him. We playing guts.
You
and
said
shit, so
Tyson's going to kill him.
Rockman comes through. Uh-huh. This nigga had his belts.
Stop.
He had like two niggas carrying it and shit. They came to his belt. So now we know, you know, Jay and David. He's just clowning this nigga.
Yeah,
clowning
the best
this
nigga.
Like, yeah, he got the belt. So now niggas is taking pictures of the belt and shit. Did all that stupid shit. So we playing guts. So now we fucking with Rockman on the strip that we fucked with him and he comes in.
This is before he got knocked out or after?
Right, this is after he won the first time.
Oh, he won
so
the
now,
first time.
So now we at the fight, you know what I'm saying? And so now I'm rooting for Rockman because I met the nigga.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Play guts with the nigga. I'm like, yo, he made a believer out of me. Somebody he gonna do this and do that to the nigga and all this other shit.
Okay, now let's take it to the video.
So now we get to the video shoot.
Still take a little offensive.
Right, so now we get to the video shoot.
Yeah.
I see fucking Lennox. Lennox comes to me with the bullshit.
He stepped to you.
Yeah, like, yeah, I seen what you was doing. I said, yeah, nigga, I thought he was going to knock you the fuck out. So then Lennox says, well, you seen what I did to him, right?
Right.
What am I supposed to say to that, Nori?
Tyson going to knock
you out. Tyson going to fuck you up. That's all I can say.
I disagree.
Tyson going to fuck you up, nigga. I said, you may have got that one, but Mike going to fuck you up.
You should have seen this nigga face, my nigga. Like, it was all good. Like, I walked him to the set. They called me. I'm like, what's up, Lennox, man? Your little ex. Yo, I'll be right back. I'm going to just... I come back. This nigga's like, I have to go. I'm like, what? The nigga's like, yo, these guys, they talk to me wrong. I'm like, what?
Yo, that's
I think it's my people, right?
As Lennox is my friend now, man. I love Lennox, man.
He left my video shoot, man.
And I wasn't drunk. Mike Tyson story. Mike, yo, this is the first time I met Mike. Yo, I was drunk as shit.
I was gonna stab Mike the first time I met him. But
I used to get so fucking high.
And you got me hurt one time in Club Bed. We started We ended up, we started off with hard liquor. We ended up with wine.
In Miami.
I threw up. I'm still throwing up. Snigger, yo, we gonna drink this wine, Raspy. We drunk wild shit. We ended up with wine. That shit killed me.
Let me tell you, I see the nigga Mike Tyson. Mm. I'm in this nigga Mike ear. Like, yo, Mike, man, you fucking up your career, nigga. What the fuck is you doing?
So this is what you do, Rule? You just offend boxers?
Nah,
like on your off time?
I didn't offend them.
Yeah, it felt offensive when you just said it.
It's my way of encouraging. You know what I'm saying? It's my way of encouraging.
It's motivational.
Look what he did to Mike Tyson.
Who, Lewis?
That's right.
Yeah, but
he probably had an extra motivation. You know what?
But you shitted on New York by doing that. Like that was the reverse psychology that didn't work.
I wanted Mike to win.
Yeah, and he got fucked up.
That wasn't my fault, nigga.
Yeah, it was.
I was in the fucking ring.
You told him Mike gonna fuck you up. And he was my friend. And
he
maybe.
He was my friend.
You fucked that all up for me, bro.
Lennox is a good guy, man.
He's a good guy. He's definitely a good guy.
I still fuck with Lennox, man.
Now, Kiss, I heard Styles say, hold on. I heard Styles say one day that Tyson was fucking with Eve. Like she was messing with her, and y'all thought y'all was going to have to get it in on Tyson.
Yo, how does he smoke so all these stories?
He spoke for himself because I wasn't touching Mike. Mike told Eve, I fucked the shit out of you.
Me personally,
I was on the floor.
You went too fast. Where is this at?
I love Mike.
It was either Vegas or LA.
Y'all with Eve.
This when Mike
was on. Is it y'all and Eve, or y'all got other niggas?
The general and I might have been there somewhere, but we on a red carpet.
Okay, only the artists. Okay.
All I heard was Mike say, "I fucked the shit out of you, Eve."
To Eve.
Me. Holy. What the? You know what I'm saying? Now, a regular Joe Schmo, his head would have been off.
Right, but it's tight.
Mike, Eve, you got to hold that.
You got to hold that.
We know Mike a little crazy. You got
to
hold that.
Now, some niggas got to get the OG bag.
Eve, my nigga, man. I fucks with Eve. Let me tell you something. I was in Philly one time. Mm-hmm. And I was battling like 10 Philly niggas in the lobby.
This is not. This
That's
is,
always. This, that this used to be not. Mandatory if you
this
go to
mandatory. Philly. You go to Philly, you back.
But this I'm is not. Like this is not platinum Ja Rule. This is Cash Money Click.
No, this is Hard Knock Life. Hard Knock Life tour. So, okay. Yo, Ed, what are you doing?
Yo, this is how we do it, nigga. What are you saying?
I'm in there battling like 10 niggas. Dutch, Spade, all these niggas did.
You ain't battled Dutch and Spade.
Come on, man, stop.
Them niggas tore you up.
People, I tore all these niggas story, up, nigga.
I got a Nori story.
I'm in there eating these niggas' food, nigga. Let me tell you something. I'm eating these niggas' food, nigga. Eve comes down.
Okay.
All my niggas is upstairs. Beans, Bleak. I'm like, where my niggas is at, nigga? Come help a nigga. Eve comes down, nigga. Nigga, it's the pit bull in the skirt. Nigga, she went in on these niggas with me. Oh, yo, it was crazy. But back then, see, and I don't know the Ja Rule from back then. Let me tell you something.
Nah, I knew it.
Once I got with Dog, with X.
Jumping in the pit.
Nigga, jumping in the pit, nigga. Nigga, we used to go, because I used to battle in my hood.
You have to explain that for our podcasters. Jumping in battle, the pit means battle. Like battle.
It's mean,
real dog.
Right.
Confronting other MCs and just going at it.
Yeah. Get ticks on yourself and all that.
Because, nigga, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, pass that juice. There should be a juice in there. Let's go.
I learned that from them. You know what I'm saying? From X and y'all niggas.
No juice in there. Like
so
that.
I used to battle niggas in my hood, but that was in my hood. So I used to be eating niggas up.
Yeah.
So Gotti was like, nigga, you think you nice, huh, nigga?
Anything.
I'm going to bring you. With other niggas.
Whole nother.
So he brought me around, y'all. Yeah. He brought me around Jay and them. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, yeah, them niggas get busy, but I get busy too. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that's how it was. You know what I'm saying? So me and X used to go around. Gotti was a motherfucker. He used to bring us the niggas video shoot. So we go to like Onyx video shoot. And he'd be like, yo, come
when
on.
When niggas get this intermission, is a
cypher, nigga. Down. Let's go. Yeah. So and me and X would be in it going, ah!
Y'all battle Onyx? You and X
we
battle
just go.
Onyx?
It was, you know, back in the days, it wasn't really a battle.
Label, yeah, but it's your camp and whoever. Right. He was with Dog.
We go cypher.
Yeah.
It was called the cypher.
Y'all go, we go. Y'all but go,
was,
we go.
Yeah, but it was.
And before long,
but you
somebody.
Was battling in your mind.
And yeah. It was egos. It's always egos involved. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we was letting niggas know. We them new niggas coming, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
You ever battle X?
Me and X know about it.
You ever battle X?
Nah.
You ever battle Styles?
Nah.
Shake?
Nah.
You ever battle Chris
when you
Black?
Battle, and you don't battle your own niggas. You gonna battle other niggas.
I mean, like, internally.
But it wasn't...
You ever battle Pone?
No.
I've been feeding the battle Pone for 65 years.
Uh-oh.
Tell that nigga
we put that
outside.
Together, nigga. We put that together, nigga.
Come
we put that together, man.
CBN.
No, but let me tell you something. It's an unwritten rule for MCs, nigga. When niggas get on a mic with each other, nigga, I'm trying to kill you, nigga.
That's a fact.
Niggas know that,
that's
nigga.
From the beginning.
We all know that. You know what I'm saying?
Even
nigga,
if we aiming to make a hit,
yeah, nigga.
It's still competitive nature.
Yeah.
So
I used to tell my niggas that all the time. I used to let them know, like, nigga, let me tell you something. I love
you. Get on
niggas.
This joint with
when
me.
You get
you
on
better
this
joint,
I'm fucking
like
trying to kill
yeah.
you, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you better do the same to me. But I just try to bring the best out of niggas by letting them know. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, because that's what I was about, nigga. I'm one nigga, I want to hurt. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
But, you know.
This was very interesting. I want to stop, but I don't.
We got to stop.
We got to stop.
Because
I got
to go.
10 more minutes.
I got to go. No, I got to go.
So somebody got to
go. And we're running out of camera.
Listen, you done fucked the
we
whole
ran out of
situation
camera.
Up. And everybody, we going out after this, man. We going out.
We going in a bazillion, Joe.
What? Yeah, nigga.
Now, let me ask that. What overseas country you got on Smash that you know every time you go there, this is your shit? You know niggas out there. What is it?
Gotta be UK for me though. I'm
UK,
strong in Brixton.
London.
I'm strong in
Brixton.
South
respect,
London.
Brixton.
I'm
wicked,
strong.
Wicked, wicked.
I'm strong. Poobs actually went over there and conquered land. Poobs did like 2 to 3 years in London, so
now when you
he
say
made
Poobs,
us even strong.
Poobs
is the locks.
Oh.
No, Poobs, our engineer, our producer, our in-house.
Okay.
Mm. You hear all the mixtapes. Drop that shit, Poobs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Poobs went to LA and worked on some movies with Wood. Mm. Harris.
What Harris is my man.
Then he
AZ.
Went to London for 2 years. So we got foundation. Shout out to my brother Brad over there. I got a lot. I got D Block Europe, actually. I got artists over there. Young Ads, Errol.
Big em up.
I got a few artists. So, you know, I'm strong in London. Real strong.
Real strong. Let's big up Brixton.
They won't let me in right now, man.
What?
Listen, Baru, how did you lock down Brazil?
Cutting that back over there for you?
No, they're clapping for you now.
They must know what... They just went in on that percentage.
It's not a clap thing right there. We can't clap for you. But how did you lock down Brazil? How did that? Like, you used to go to Brazil at one point.
Frequently.
Brazil, like, what? I go to Miami.
Yeah, I'm
like,
going to Brazil in two...
You
know,
never hooked me up with the promoter.
A month
like,
and a half.
You're supposed to hook me up like 16 years ago.
Yeah,
supposed,
bring Nori and Kiss with you.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Let's do an album release for you. And you ain't got
to
drop an album in Brazil. It's okay.
Listen, Brazil's nice.
Yes, I know Brazil is nice.
My dad go over there a lot.
I just want to go with you there.
My dad on a...
I see your concerts
my
there.
Pops on a coffee company. He be in Brazil a few times a month. All
right, we're going to try this again. And I don't think anybody learned these words from the last time we talked about them. But remember the words angular, casus. I don't even know if that's the way. I still don't think I'm saying it right. Opulent. Well, if you're not familiar with those wine terms, which I'm definitely not, congratulations. You're just like me and Nori. I don't care if a wine club or a critic babble on about her bocusness, and I'm still saying that wrong. I just want to know, does it taste good? Does it get me nice? You know, does it look good in the glass? Lucky for us, we found First Leaf. It's the only wine club that's based on your taste buds. We just received our first First Leaf order, and these are some amazing wines, incredible wines. I mean, Nori was telling me he got some ill stuff. Customize your First Leaf order by selecting the color, wine regions, and frequencies of your wine shipments. First Leaf then creates an introductory 3-pack of wine to get you started. I mean, the ones that I got, right up my alley, And I'm telling you, I don't even drink wine just like that. My lady loves wine, but if it tastes, you know, if there's a certain taste in the wine, I'm messing with it. And I definitely fucks with these wines. With the First Leaf's introductory pack, you'll get all three for just $5. For just $5 each, straight up. Normally, these bottles of wine go for $20 each, if not more. When your bottles arrive, rate the wine to get personalized selections based on your unique tastes. The more wines you rate, the better your recommendations will be. This is right up a Drink Champ's alley. First Leaf eliminates the middleman and works directly with the world's foremost wineries in France, Italy, and Napa Valley. First Leaf is my new favorite and Nori's new favorite way to rate and buy quality wine. To order your 3-pack of introductory wine for $15, go to tryfirstleaf.com/champs. That's 3 bottles of wine for only $15 at tryfirstleaf.com/champs. Experience First Leaf today at tryfirstleaf.com/champs. CHAMPS.
Broadcast. This nigga's noise in the background.
Yo, mad
noise.
Right, right.
We need that. That's how you know it's live, baby. That's how you know it's live.
So listen, you was the first dude to drop 2 albums that both went platinum in the same year.
The first, yes.
How the fuck did that happen? Bring us through that.
All right. Well, what happened was, by the time I got my deal, I felt like I was vindicated. I was like, yes, finally.
That's a big word.
Finally, I felt like it was owed to me.
Uh-huh.
Big mistake on my behalf, but that's another story. But an offer was made to me that if I could, after I dropped my first album, an offer was made to me that if I was able to drop another album or record another album within 30 days, that I'd get $1 million.
Mm. This is your first time having $1 million, correct?
First time I was offered $1 million.
Offered $1 million. Yeah. That's hard.
I didn't have $1 million, buddy. I mean, okay, like I said, I dropped 2 albums at the same
time. So now, what was the first album? What's the name of it again?
It's Dark and Hell Is Hot.
And then it wasn't Flesh of My Blood.
It's Dark and Hell Is Hot.
What was the second album?
Blood on My Blood.
Flesh of My Blood.
Then there was X. Got niggas like, what's next? And again, Great Depression, Grand Chance,
Young Dog again.
But you was
on Roughhouse
before that.
I got signed to a single to Rough House Columbia. Yes.
Man, that's history, right?
Yeah, Rough House Columbia.
That was like end of '80s, late '80s, early
'90s. That was mid '90s.
How sick was Rough House Columbia after you dropped 2 platinum albums in 1 year? Let's just say Rough House Columbia.
Right, because that was before I dropped. Let's before just say anything with platinum.
Fuck Rough House Columbia. They
right. I think they
fucked up.
They
dropped the ball. They signed me.
They had X. They signed me as a tax write-off. They signed me for 1 single. After we put the single out, and it had a little, little momentum, little push, and
right.
they picked it up, but didn't put anything behind it.
Okay.
Cool.
Now let me tell you,
I know what I'm capable of. I know what I'm going to do. And I'm glad I bought the locks to Rough Riders. I bought the locks to Rough Riders. Mm. I bought E to Rough Riders. And it's like, drag, they met. And I kind of co-signed. It's like, I signed his release papers.
And Drag from Yonkers, too?
Drag from the Bronx.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So DMX, we got DMX in the building.
Yeah.
I'm so thankful because you know what the crazy shit is? Mm-hmm. You know what I had to tell X? I had to keep it real with X. I said, yo, X, the inmates is really running the building. Because last time somebody told you the inmates is running the building, you was disappointed.
I'm grateful for the way you phrased it. Yes, last time someone told me inmates was running the building, inmates wasn't really running the building.
But you never was on Rikers Island with him, so you didn't know.
Not with him.
You for sure know.
I was on Rikers Island.
We was on Rikers Island.
Not with him. I wasn't on. Yeah, I don't even think they ever been to Rikers Island. That nigga? Nah. The only island he was on is the one he bought for. I'll talk to you about it.
Nah. Facts. So DMS, let's get to the story in Arizona. In Arizona, one night.
Oh.
Listen, let me just tell you something. Yeah. You want to tell the story?
There's so many levels of that story.
Tell the story.
The first part about it is, typical New York nigga, when they jump on the four-wheeler, they just go. We all jumped on the four-wheeler, and we go, and nigga noise. I'm like, wait. Of course, you can't hear because, the engine is dumb loud.
Yeah.
I chase him. He gets away from me because he was, like, mad far ahead. I thought he was going to, go half a block and turn around. Yo, and out there we was at, between stop signs, it's like at least a mile. So right. I'm like, oh, he'll stop.
Maybe
he was on the
stop.
ATV joint.
Yeah, and the smallest engines we had was 500. The 500. So that was the smallest engine we had. So our shit was fast. Yo, this nigga dipped off.
Yo, I bust my ass.
Yo, when he came back, because there was like a ditch on the side.
No, yeah. I was out. This is the story. Oh, yeah.
He was shooting a movie.
Yeah, I was shooting a movie. Yeah,
the horror movie.
Yeah, the horror movie. Yeah.
The dude from Fast and Furious.
Yeah, I brought all of them to
this X-Grid. Dude. He had the crazy long hair, right? And you know, I said, invite him to my house. He yes. I invite him to my house.
Yes.
I got the pool in the backyard, family, kids out there. Yo, his men, yo, gets by the pool. Takes his pants off, they got the fucking thongs on, nigga. The white dude with the motherfucking long hair jumping like, no, people, yo,
people
yo.
People I was shooting a movie with. Make some noise for people
right,
I was
right,
shooting
right, right, right.
Come on, come on. Yo, your niggas never watched your claws. You gotta clap your...
Henny.
Yo, but X, let me just tell you that day, right? Yo, you was getting 10 million a movie at that time.
Yeah.
And when you called me, you said... I said, yo, you said, you in Arizona, you got to come
right,
see me.
Exactly.
And then I said, y'all got like 20
little,
people with me.
Was a little while away.
Yeah, nah, we was in Tucson.
Right,
we was in Arizona.
2 hours away.
Yeah, 2 hours away.
2 hours
and
away.
And yo, let me tell you something. Them people are...
Right there, wait. That's a different cup.
God damn. Yo.
Let's get it on.
And X took care of all my people. Listen, all my people X took care
of
four wheelers.
Came through all that.
Everything, man.
Everything's cooking. Yo, it's the funny shit, though.
Yeah, so, yeah. And yo, it was steak hunting.
My homegirl... My homegirl, she was like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I grew up with her. She from the hood. So we in the house. It's this family environment. So she gets the wiping on. But her nipples is down by her waist. Man, her hair's so wild. Because, you know, when nobody was partying, like, we get a family environment.
Right.
So normally, like, I think he kind of forgot there was a family environment. Nothing disrespectful.
Right.
No, right. But he's like, yo, ask where the bitches at. We always on our, we had a moment on some rap shit. But ask where the bitches at. And homegirl was like, we right here. He was like, no, you auntie. chill, you auntie.
Make some noise, please. Back to the auntie.
The crazy shit is she was younger than both of us.
Right.
But
right.
The way she looked, right. Nigga, that was auntie, right. Nigga. Cause right. She cooking and stuff with her nipples down here. Like, no, right. You auntie, boo boo, chill. Just, yo.
Yo.
It was a pleasure to have you there.
Nah, man, let me tell you something. DMX, you most one of the most influential people in hip hop.
Thank
yeah,
you.
For you changed the norm, you know, from two albums in a year.
Right.
There's not a lot of people that can do that after you, before you,
not credible
in between
ones,
you, not credible ones. And we appreciate you for sharing the Drink Chance podcast. Where your shirt at? We offended. You lost your shirt.
Right there.
It's right over there.
Slap that on.
Yeah. And you a Hennessy guy.
I got on my red joints.
You got the red Timberlands.
Yeah,
you keeping it real. Flesh of my, your flesh, blood of your blood.
There you go.
So listen, let me ask
flesh
you,
of my flesh, blood of my blood. All my niggas get down like, what?
So everybody thought you was blood at one point. Yeah. Are you gang affiliated or you neutral 50-50? Or are you gang affiliated?
Neutron.
You can do
it. Huh?
Whatever you want.
Huh? Nah. Real shit. Nah.
The bloods.
I got the homies. You know what I'm saying? On the blood. Got right. The homeboys with the quip. Like. Real niggas fuck with the kid. Real niggas fuck with the kid. So I'm not married to one side. You mean right. Or one side or the other. But
you the dog.
Real nigga. Right. Dog. And what? Everything I did naturally. Dog. Red. Blood. All that. It would look like.
But it wasn't leaning that way.
It was leaning like a mother.
Oh, it was leaning like a mother.
I mean, but I never like got into it like that. You mean, like,
I gotta ask you the same question we ask everybody. Who was your favorite CEO? You've been on a
CEO?
CEO, like
a record label.
Nigga that you felt had your back. They had your bail money. You know, whatever. CEO that you were signed to.
Robert Lynch, I don't know.
Whoever you wanna add. It's okay.
I gotta say, on some real shit. Leo.
Leo. That's what I said. Leo. You wanna make some noise for Leo? Come on. Make some noise for Leo. You know what we call Ali? We call Ali Ali-or. Ali-or. He doesn't want the name, but we gave it to him.
This is a lot of people don't understand. The top three people at Def Jam had Lie in their name.
What? Oh, I don't know where this is going.
That's a little awkward right there.
Break it down.
Top three people, it was Lior, which is spelled L-Y or Lior,
right.
Cohen. Julie, J-U-L-I-E, Lie, or Kevin Lyles. Top three.
I'm not gonna lie. This thing
top three people.
Let's make some noise. Everybody make noise.
What did you get out of that? What is that telling you?
I just told you. The top three people had lying in them. But this is what bothered me because Leor came to our studio. Thursday, South Broadway. I mean, we're finding the studio. Mm. And
that's in Manhattan?
It's in Yonkers.
Yonkers.
My jaw was still wired shut.
This is when you got signed. I heard about
this
story.
This is when he knew he would sign me.
Okay.
My jaw was wired shut. And the Lobster guy signed first to Puff. And D from Rough Riders, Darren, bought me, gave me the Puff. And one thing I respect about Puff, one thing I respect about him, and real shit, is that at least he told me to my face what he felt. And when D told Puff, he said, yo, if you like the Lobster, you're going to love X. Mm. And I spit or whatever, and he was like, his voice is too rough, he's not marketable. Didn't like it, but I had to respect it.
He fucked up. Let's make some noise from Puff fucking up.
Hold up. He came right behind and tried to clean up. So maybe 3 weeks later when he found out I was getting signed, but that time he was like, yo, I'll lace your pockets. I'll double what they gave you and lace your pockets. I'm like, nah, homie. Because if you didn't see
what point did he tell you that? What point?
I thought maybe 3 weeks after I got signed to Def Jam. He's like, yo, I'll lace your pockets. I'll double what they gave you and lace your pockets. I'm like, nah, I'm cool.
So it's a legendary story.
You didn't know. I said, but I respect that about Puff.
Right.
I mean, because
a
lot of motherfuckers, they send you on a wild goose. Right. They won't tell you. They're like, oh, call me later.
Yeah, industry.
So I respect the fact that he told me to my face. He said, you know what? Your voice is too rough and you're not marketable. So at least he was willing to, in my mind, what I think he's saying is, work on this.
Right.
So X, listen.
Constructive criticism.
It's a famous story that said that when you and Jay-Z battled, right? Because this battle happened, right? Correct?
A couple of times.
It wasn't just once.
Nah.
So when you and Jay-Z,
when the people
they
said that Big L recorded that battle. Do you remember Big L being there?
I can't say
not
that.
Not at all.
I know Big L. I'm a fan. Right.
But you was trying to take Jay-Z out.
Rest in peace, Big L.
What it was Rough Riders had Harlem Nights. Mm. Right, it was from 135th Broadway, the project building right there. Mm. Jay Crew was Original Flavor.
Original Flavor.
Right.
Before they was Rockefeller.
Right, they had the Hawaiian Soupy shit, all that blah. So it was their battle.
Oh, so you battled him during his Hawaiian Soupy.
I was the big gun on my side. Riders,
yeah.
And he was the big gun with them niggas.
And it wasn't Rockefeller, it was Original Flavor.
Nah, Original Flavor was the group.
Oh, wow. This is
group. So it wasn't no Rockefeller then.
There was no Rockefeller.
Nah, Dame Dash was there, Jay-Z was there. You know, they whole crew, the original, whatever.
Right.
Hawaiian Sophie. The niggas. So, how you calling it? Hawaiian Sophie. Yeah, that Hawaiian Sophie nigga.
Well, Original Flavor was the name of the group.
Right.
Okay.
And, what?
So
I will give Jay-Z respect for.
Who won that battle? Okay.
I've never lost the battle. I'm a battle rapper.
So who's the guy you would like to battle right now? If you looked at him.
Would like to battle?
Yeah, like you said.
No one I'd like to battle.
Because
there's a lot of rappers I don't like. But I ain't gonna cut their head off.
I ain't gonna cut their head off. Yeah, we're being positive.
Nah, not really.
Not really.
Fuck them. But I ain't gonna blow up the spot because now I have a platform where it might be hurtful.
To
what they're doing, and it might seem like I'm not mad at whack niggas getting money.
Yeah,
I'm not mad at whack niggas getting money. There's a lot of whack ass fucking rappers out there, but I ain't gonna put them on blast because you know what? They have fans. And when you look at the big picture, it's like if there's one rapper, right, that has a hit record, or whatever, then he's gonna employ five of his friends. And
so you see the positive side of that,
right? There's at least seven people from the hood.
Enough of that.
That's like they don't have to worry about hustling or doing whatever, or stealing or there's at least that many people that's removed from the struggle. So it's a blessing. I look at it like God did that for them. God did that for them, whether they recognize it or not. That's it don't matter. But they're in a better place and they're able to help others and they inspire people. So that's why I'm like, if you're successful, then cool. I mean, I don't want to take over the whole market.
Right.
I don't want to take over the whole market. Man, I only walk in the dark, but my steps are guided. And no matter how dark my path gets, I light it. I ain't never been ashamed of the pain. Can't hide it. Yeah, the road was rough, but I decided to ride it. Step carefully, but half of me walk recklessly. Fuck, that's just the X in me. Cats can pop like ecstasy. Yo, money sound just like you. Him be just an X to me. What?
The DMX. I'm going to keep it real. Joe Schmo, who just stopped working from the crab house, and he want to start rhyming.
Right.
He just do Bible off the dash. That's his first shit. You want to give him respect.
Right.
But at the same time, when he don't understand the record, it's hard. It's hard. Look, continue. Go ahead.
Now, you got to adapt.
Me?
No. Okay.
Everybody, all of because us, all of us. Yeah.
So this is the first time I'm actually saying it. So I've been adapting. All of us.
We are from a different era. If you don't wake up tomorrow morning and realize
no,
it,
we
you
know
gonna
that.
Wake up the next morning
and
be
realize
behind
it.
In the
yeah.
race.
Right. Yeah. No, that's a fact.
Hold on.
Talk to him. Talk to him. Talk to him. Talk to the people. Talk to the people. Okay.
Now it's not a. The integrity level of artists, the loyalty of artists, the business mind frame that they treat their niggas is so. What are you gonna sit there and say? Well, in my day,
I felt like
you can't do that no more.
Now it's about
you a hustler, right?
Mm-hmm.
When niggas was smoking regular weed and then. Crip came out. Remember Crippy?
Mm-hmm.
And then Hydro. and then it went to Kush. And when it was, are you still selling seeds with sticks? Or are you going to fucking switch your fucking hustle and get the fuck out there and do what you got to do?
I agree with you.
Niggas ain't selling tapes no more.
They ain't advanced.
Niggas selling CDs.
They ain't advanced.
I'm going to go get CDs and I'm going to fucking sell CDs. Niggas, okay, now it's... what is it? Downloads, right? Y'all, the fucking iTunes shit. Okay, niggas selling iTunes.
Or the stream.
It went past that. Now it's at screams. Now it's if a nigga play your record one time, whoop, you get paid. That's an avenue that they just made it so easy for us. If we take our old mentality,
mm-hmm.
our fucking crack ways,
mm-hmm.
our crack mentality, and put it to the digital world. It's fucking easy, bro.
But
you get the
you
nerds.
Gonna feel it.
You get the idea.
When a young
you
nigga,
put the nerds to work. They want to do that for the phrase.
But you gonna feel it when a young nigga recreate Bible on the dash and you get nothing out of it.
That's cool. I won't even trip. I know this is.
No, I don't want nothing out of it. It ain't about
trip.
The money.
I won't even trip because it affected my era.
You know what it's about?
My era the way it is supposed to
happen. Hold on, let me say this and pass it off.
Say something, goddamn.
You know, what affected me was when I seen the brother who did it. And he didn't even know who I was.
Yeah, but listen.
It bothered me.
All right, we're going to ignore it. After you, it's me.
It bothered me.
I know it
but
did.
But you know what it
I
is?
I know it did.
You know what it
and
is?
And I ain't tripping because I'm still getting money.
Look,
buddy. Go ahead.
That's when I go back to telling you that these little niggas call us OGs.
But listen.
Hold on 1 second, Gunplay.
Keep talking,
listen,
baby.
Listen, right? They call us OGs because right now, before back in the days, you're OGs. You respect it.
Yeah.
Mm.
These little niggas don't respect us.
That's what I'm saying.
No, but.
We're not. Listen, hold on.
I'm going with what you said.
That's my little cousin, right? Imagine my little cousin could box, right? And he was nice in boxing.
He could box.
And chill, listen. And I shot the police, right?
Hold on.
He's good.
It went weird.
Listen. And he can box. And I shot the police. Just because he can box and he never shot me. See, he never saw me shoot the police. He gonna think he can whip his big cousin ass. So that's going to tell you that these little
I'm
niggas.
Still feel, I'm still a little young.
I ain't gonna lie. You got me on that one.
Let's get this right one more time. Gunplay could have shot.
Gunplay could have shot three niggas.
Gunplay could have shot three niggas.
Nah, I want to take my first selfie. I'd rather take my first selfie with some motherfucking gangsters.
Say something. Right here, EFN got this you. This is the first time the mixtape and first time the component.
Oh, hold on. Oh, it's a video?
You know, I'm just gonna take a picture.
Okay.
The first song I ever put out was on his mixtape. The first mixtape I was ever.
Goddamn it, make some noise for EFN for being the Miami's mixtape king. Cause I gotta take a pee-pees.
I
ain't gonna lie. Let's get your phone together. Your phone.
Your phone disappointed me just now.
You still got the bat line.
This is my nigga, Gunplay.
Gunplay still got the drug dealer phone.
You know you legal, right? Take a video.
You got the throw.
Yo, tell Gunplay he's legal. He still got a trap phone. We gonna fix this. We love Gunplay. Listen, Gunplay is loved in Queens. We love him. So before we sign out, I would like to thank Capone for coming through.
And I'd like to thank Gunplay for coming through.
New York, Miami. I would also like to thank Gunplay.
I never did my podcast with a gangsta motherfucker, man. Gunplay.
Hey, I salute you.
I couldn't have did this shit with a better nigga. I appreciate you, dog.
This I salute you. I'm home.
We foul niggas. We put Gunplay and Capone together.
I think it's a problem for the rest of the world.
So if they catch a body, it's awful.
Know.
Like, if they hang out and catch a body, it's awful.
I just ain't no goopy ass nigga.
Nah, you ain't never been there. You ain't gotta explain that.
Y'all niggas ups and downs, real life shit, music, all that.
And listen, Gunplay, give me five. We had niggas on here before, but you said something that it's different. You said you wanted to freestyle.
Yeah.
That's
even
hard.
Though my style ain't free,
listen, me and Gunplay
expensive.
Me and Gunplay said we not gonna kick no rent shit, and we gonna.
So time out. Before we do anything, we heard that Love and Hip Hop is on you out here.
Is this true? Get that bag, boy.
Is this true?
Drum roll.
They love you. From what I heard, they love you.
They done let the real niggas in, boy. Oh, Lord.
That's gonna be a problem with that show.
They done let the real niggas in.
Listen, Slime. Yeah, you know, Slime, just, listen. If they pick it, do it.
Yeah, I'm finna do it.
All right, look at me eye to eye.
I ain't doing it for the money. I ain't saying it. It ain't for the money. It don't matter what you do it for.
Calm down. It don't matter.
Everybody, if they pick you, do it. Because Slime might be right behind you. This is what I'm saying.
You know we're going to have these.
We better record Dream Champs.
You know we're going to have these on the show.
But, you know that, right? Yeah, it's okay. You can spill drinks on EFN. It's okay. He's used to it.
No, I ain't got no drinks on me, brother.
So you're going to spit this to end this out.
All right. Man,
but I'm gonna be honest.
And the first.
Yo, I swear to God. You gonna go first?
No, horrible.
But Pone say I can't look at my phone, so I say, all right, fuck it then. So look, boom. I got a motherfucking 40 cal and an acre. Chilling with my man nigga, EFN, Pone Norik. Acre!
Hold up.
I'll be scrapped. Nah, them niggas, I don't see no friend. My nigga, this is motherfucking Triple C, MMG, and C, and hold up, I ain't done, and my nigga, EFN. Yeah. I'm just rapping on the motherfucker. Beat in my skull, nigga, fuck that shit. Nigga, knife never dull. My pistol never cold. I be on the creep. Niggas no bot. And nigga GP. I represent three letters, MMG. Yeah, three letters. Yeah, Triple C. Cash City, nigga. Straight fucking bread. Nigga, what's going down? Bitch, give me head. Yeah, give me bread. I be fucking pimping. I just
spilled the whole drink on my lap.
But oh, you spilled the drink?
And you got the DJ?
I'm killing right now.
That ain't a beat.
Oh, man.
Hey, man, shout out.
That ain't a beat.
I appreciate y'all having me.
Yo, Gunplay.
Yeah, this shit is an honor. This shit is real for me,
man. Yo, you ain't got to rhyme. You an OG. Nah. And that's the soon-to-be OG. You already an OG in the streets.
If you let me go on my phone, though.
Nah, you know what?
I gotta give y'all five bars. Cause me and Gunplay, we said we was going in together.
I respect that.
I'm not gonna hang them out to dry. I'm going to go in.
Gunplay.
You see the jet on the runway. CNN and Gunplay. What you gonna do when it's Sunday? You gonna run or you gonna hide from the click? PTG's thugged out, that's the shit. EFN, everybody know that's the fam. Nigga never ran. Nigga busted jack, don't jam. I'll fuck up with the Gunplay. CNN, Triple C, jets on the runway. You gon' see this shit Sunday. You gon' see this shit one day. Real niggas coming at your crew to your neck. One shot from the motherfucking, that's the tech. I'm chillin' in the air, my fucking yayo. Still got the numbers on the yayo. Nori told me, nigga, don't play though. If you gon' move, I'ma move. They gon' do what you say so. Got a party tonight at the W. Your bitch winning and she gon' take a W. That's me, motherfucker, Gunplay. That's the double true. I don't give a fuck, nigga, trouble.
Alright, come out.
That's the ice on the lolly.
What other podcast did the beat for Capone? And Capone
did the beat for Gunplay.
The Dane County Bismarck Key right here. Dane County Bismarck Key.
That's going down.
Yo, thank y'all for joining us. We'll be back next week. You
Drink Champs, motherfucker!
It's going down. Y'all
we only get drunker.
Let's take a picture. Picture, then you can get drunk.
You've been listening to the Drink Champs podcast. Drink Champs is a weekly podcast created by DJ EFN and NORE and is produced by DJ EFN and NORE. Sound engineered by Hazardous Sounds. You can also watch us on Revolt TV every Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, as well as online 6 days following the TV premiere of an episode. Schedule may vary depending on special releases or off weeks. For everything Drink Champs, including Drink Champs merch, powered by 89 Clothing, log on to drinkchamps.com. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Drink Champs. Follow DJ EFN at Who's Crazy on Instagram, at DJ EFN on Facebook and Twitter, and follow Nori at The Real Noriega on Instagram, at Noriega on Twitter and Facebook. Look out for new podcasts coming out under our podcast network. Also, be sure to subscribe, rate, and comment on iTunes and everywhere else our podcast is available. We also post audio on SoundCloud and YouTube, so search us, find us, subscribe, like, and comment there as well. Thank you to our Drink Champs Army for continued support, and if you are new to the Army, thanks for joining the family.